Hachette Audio presents Glory Days Stories. It's a bunch of short, funny stories, but it's not like a humor book. Like, that's just jokes that it shouldn't be in the humor section. I don't know if it should be in the literature section. Written by Simon Rich, read by me, John Mullaney. For my wife and children. Aw. Part 1. History Report. I interviewed my great-grandfather Simon because he is the oldest person in my family who is still alive. He was born in a country called America, on Earth. He said he used to be a writer. I asked him if he wrote Spider-Man, and he said no. He wrote other things that have all been lost. My great-grandfather was one of the only men to escape from Earth. The rest of the people who got seats on the escape pod were women and children. My great-grandfather says they let him on because, quote, they needed one man to row the spaceship. I'm not sure what he means because there are no oars on a spaceship, but that is what he said. My great-grandfather told me how scary it was when Earth became too hot to live on. The skies burned with fire day and night, and you couldn't walk across the street without collapsing. I asked him if he had had any kind of warning about climate change, and he said yes. There'd been articles, movies, and books about how it was going to happen. I asked him if he tried to stop it from happening, and he said yes, of course. I asked him how, and he said he had done something called recycling, which is where you throw your garbage into different colored boxes. I asked my mom what he was talking about, and she explained that when people become as old as my great-grandfather, their brains start to break down, and it is almost like they turn back into babies. Since my great-grandfather is going to die soon, and he is one of the only survivors of Earth, I decided to ask him what his favorite memory of the planet was. I thought he might tell me about the end of World War IV or going to see Spider-Man, but instead he told me about the first date he went on with his wife, my great-grandmother, Kathleen. They met in college, which is a place people used to go after high school to drink alcohol. Some people drank so much there that they died. My great-grandfather said, when he was in college, online dating hadn't been invented yet. Instead of matching with someone through a dating app and sending a series of nude photos to each other before eventually meeting up for sex, you would meet them in person before doing anything else. This meant that when my great-grandparents went out for the first time, they had no idea what each other looked like naked. At this point, my mother, who was recording our interview, told my great-grandfather that he was being inappropriate because this was a project for school. And he apologized.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?